Hello, I'm Kristen Cathy, and welcome to Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I'm here today with three amazing individuals that are responsible for helping to push the needle forward with enrollment in our district. So we're going to make sure we pivot to them today. So we're going to start right here with Mindy Robertson, who is our Director of Student Services. So Mindy, if you can tell our audience just a little bit about you and who you are and what you do.
Hello, my name is Mindy Robertson. I'm the Director of Student Services. I'm in my second year as Director of Student Services in ALEAF ISD. Prior to this position, I was a school principal for 15 years, including assistant principal in ALEAF and principalship in ALEAF. I am proud to be the leader in increasing enrollment, which we have done in the last two years and plan to do in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mindy. Next, we have Mr. Harrison.
Hi, are you?
Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Philip Harrison, newly appointed Assistant Director of Student Services. So glad to be here and be in this position. I've been in ALEAF 20 plus years. I consider myself kind of fortunate. I call it the tour de ALEAF. I have worked at all three of the major high schools. I started at Hastings High School. I've worked at Elsick High School and recently at Taylor High School. And so I've had a great time in ALEAF and just absolutely enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Harrison. And then we're going to round it out with Mari Martinez. Mari, if you tell everybody who you are and what you do here for ALEAF.
Hi, Mari Martinez. I am the Early Childhood Coordinator. This is my 10th year in this position, 17th year here in ALEAF. Always working with the little ones. I was a kindergarten teacher for a very long time here in the district. I was a reading interventionist as well. And now I get to work with teachers and with the early childhood program.
Okay, that's what it is. I can tell, like, you have that young people type of energy. That's the type I like, because I don't know about the middle schools and the high schools I can't really rock with. So first, we're going to start with Ms. Robertson. So if you tell us a little bit about, so when we say Student Services Department, there may be some people that don't know what Student Services does or what you all provide, which is a lot. But if you could tell the audience, just let us know what you provide in Student Services.
Yes, we provide guardianship for parents. We provide initial enrollment for parents. Students who may need transfers. We do student transfers as well. We work with our legal department with all legal documents to support parents that may be needed for any court issues. Mm-hmm. We also oversee the health services department that support mm-hmm. all student medical needs. So it's an array of things that go on in our office, but our number one priority is to take care of every parent that walks through student services in need of support.
And you guys do that. Mr. Harrison, you know, of course, you're new to this position.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, when you're coming from a high school, when you're dealing with kids all day, and of course you do with parents every now and again, how's that transition been for you to leave from a campus, which you've known for the majority of your time here in ALEAF, to now transition to student services?
Oh, it's great. So you go from a micro to a macro.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same role and responsibility in the sense of care and listen to parents. They send us their most prized possession, which is their child. And with student services, I have to sit down and listen, hey, what can we do for you? You're my customer. And so I need to make you happy. I need to listen. And sometimes we try to meet in the middle. You know, what is it that you'd like to see for your child? What am I capable of doing? And so I kind of pride myself in being able to find some kind of resolution. Hey, make mom happy, make the student happy, make the school happy. And everybody wins. I try to make it a win-win situation.
I love that. That's awesome. And so what's good about student services is that we need to think about the fact that you guys collaborate with everyone in the district. It's not just, you know, those departments that you're responsible for. So case in point, when we talk about Mari and we're talking about our early learning centers and our little bitty babies, Mari, can you talk to the audience about how does that collaboration work with, you know, what your job does? And then how do we kind of collaborate that with student services?
Yes, and it's definitely a collaboration. Come spring, I start calling on my friends in student services because, as we've said before, enrollment is a huge mm-hmm. push for our district, and we want to make sure that it's not only across the board, but specifically our pre-K students, we want to start with them. If they come to us, then we know that they're going to stay with us because of all the wonderful things that ALEAF has to offer. And so in the spring, we start doing pre-K enrollment and doing different events and activities so that we can get the community to know that it's time. If you have a four-year-old, then come on over and enroll your child in the ALEAF.
Perfect. And that's a perfect segue. So we have two major events that will be coming up, right? Pre-K preview and kindergarten roundup. So can you tell the audience about those events?
So we have the pre-K preview event or the pre-K enrollment event mm-hmm. that will be happening April 5th at every elementary campus that has pre-K as well as the
early learning centers. So that's different this year, right?
It is a little bit different.
Okay.
The past few years, we've been doing it at a central location.
Okay.
But this year, we decided to go back to the home campus. We felt like that was more family-oriented. We want families to be able to go to the campus where their child is going to be attending, look at the faces of the people that will be working with their children. So that is definitely something new, and we're very excited about bringing it back to the campus. In terms of Kindergarten Roundup, again, we're going to do it a little bit differently this year as well. And every campus will have their own kindergarten transition activity going on. And Great. They will be the ones letting their families know when that is happening as well.
Wonderful. And I know that came in part because of the feedback that you received last time, right, Ms. Robertson, when we talked about, you know, what do our families need? And A-Leaf is known really as a community type of district, that our families, they love our beautiful buildings like the one we're in right now. But you know, personally, having been on a campus, but also since you transitioned to this position, what our families are really looking for as it relates to that community feel. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. So when I receive feedback from parents and student services, one of the main things they're saying is that I want to go into the school where my child will be 8 hours.
Okay.
I love coming to the CTE Center or to the administration buildings, but it's nothing like going into the campus where they have my baby all day. I want to see those faces. I want to see the front office person, the principal, the teachers. And I kind of agreed, you know, growing up, school centers were community centers.
Right.
Everything happened at the schoolhouse.
That's right.
And so when we get that feedback, we met as a team and decided, well, yeah, back in the day, that's the way things were done.
Yes.
It was community center. So yes. We kind of get it. So we're moving things back to what we call our campuses / community centers.
I love that. And that lets our audience really know, and our families. And we want you to know that we take your feedback seriously. It's important. We encourage it. We urge you to let us know what your needs are so we can make sure to meet you there. So let's pivot into just to talk about enrollment. So Mr. Harrison, again, I'm going to go back to you because you were just recently on a campus and you know how important enrollment is. Enrollment, as we know, is just really not just a certain time of the year, but we do this all year long, right?
Yes.
So if you wanted to talk to our families a little bit about the importance of making sure that they enroll in A-Leaf, and you said something earlier, so I hope you end up saying it before we're done with the podcast, but can you talk to our families about what that enrollment process looks like? One, if someone is new coming to the district, and then for our families that'll be returning.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I think we have a pretty streamlined process when it comes to enrollment. And so for our web page developers, they've really tried to cater to the needs of the people and where to find things. So we have enrollment on two locations.
Okay.
And so it's just a click. It's an input. We answer the phone from 8 until 4:30 p.m. So we try to service parents. They can email us. They can call us. We're very accessible. We want kids to come to A-Leaf. We want parents to enjoy the enrollment experience. We have great registrars, very friendly on every campus. And we try to meet their needs. What is it you're looking for? So we have limited open enrollment, which spreads across the city. You have school of choice. What is you want to do? I mean, the Marshall Center is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
When you look at your Kerr High School, mm-hmm. which is a blue ribbon school, look at A-Leaf Early College, where you can finish with an associate degree. We want to advertise these things. And when they enroll, we want to say, hey, we'll meet all of your needs. We'll meet all your needs. We'll try our best to.
That's wonderful. And so when we talk about that, we think about it as it relates to bookends, right? So that goes to our early learning centers, Marty. Can you talk to our families about it? Because I say that to anyone. I am so upset that my child is 8 because he does not get to experience those beautiful campuses. Those kids are just so happy. I try to stay away from there because I'm probably thinking like, okay, she's here too much. But can you talk to our families about like how great those buildings are and what benefit that could be for their children?
So we have two early learning centers. We have Martinez Early Learning Center and we have the Jefferson Early Learning Center. And both of them have followed this experiential, thematic, very hands-on approach. So every classroom has a different theme and every classroom students are completely surrounded by that theme and learning about everything. For example, we have a farm-to-table room, and we have a Space City room, a Gulf Coast room. So students are going in and they are becoming astronauts and they're becoming veterinarians and they're becoming farmers and they're learning about all of these things. And because of that, we have seen the direct impact mm-hmm. of those rooms in our data. When I first started working, I always say this because it's just amazing to me. When I first started working in this department and we started looking at pre-K data, in one area, for example, vocabulary development, many of our students are either bilingual in pre-K, they're either bilingual or English language learners.
Okay.
And so vocabulary back then was about 43% of our students were meeting the benchmark for vocabulary.
Wow.
And it's difficult. We mm-hmm. have students that this is the first time that they're learning English. So because of the work that we're doing, the program that we have and these experiential classrooms, now we have 76% of our students in pre-K wow. are meeting the benchmark for vocabulary.
Wow.
And in almost every area that we are assessing in pre-K, we've grown and mm-hmm. we are now surpassing the state. So it's something okay. we're very proud of. And it's at the early learning centers, but also I have to also say, if your child is in an elementary campus in a yes. pre-K program, we have what we call interactive classrooms. And these interactive classrooms are following the same process as the experiential classrooms at the ELCs, at the early learning centers.
Okay.
They're not there all day long, but they get to go in and visit and learn about these themes.
Great.
So your child, it does not matter where they attend in pre-K, they will get these experiences and they will be able to learn about all of these wonderful things.
And that's important to know that you said it doesn't matter where they are, they're going to get those experiences, which of course we all know that that's what our children need is exposure.
Yes.
And we try to provide that to all of our families, many times at no cost.
Is now beginning.
Let's change the angle. Y'all doing so good. See? You're doing good. I'm right at the end. I haven't asked any of these. Let's see.
So we stayed at no extra cost.
No extra cost. Saying. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So we're going to start over, but with the group shot.
Okay. So right. Yeah. Right here. Sorry. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. 5, 4, 3.
So it was at no extra cost, right? So that we're making sure that we're providing opportunities to our families where it's not really going to hurt them financially. Case in point, when we're talking about, I think Mr. Harrison mentioned our ALEF Early College High School, when their students are walking away with a 2-year degree. Again, something yes. that I remember having it like, you know, we all paid for ourselves to go to school, right?
Absolutely.
So being able to offer that to our kids, or again, right here in this building where our students could walk away with certifications, making a lot of money to be able to do what they want to do. We have so many different wonderful opportunities here. And of course, because you guys have been here for so long, you recognize that sometimes part of the challenge really is that there's so many opportunities and options out there. And we're trying to find that niche way to market to our families. So Mindy, I'm going to start with you to talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you believe the district has been facing, and really, and you guys can piggyback off her as well, what the district has been doing better to try to combat that.
I think one of the challenges we face is that parents have choices.
Right.
We have the charters. We have online education. The way we've been combating that is we have a wonderful innovation leadership team. We've had a couple of campuses that are now innovative centers
yes.
with STEM academies,
yes.
elementary, middle school, and of course, our high schools. Our recruitment, we try as a team to be at any mm-hmm. Houston area event mm-hmm. to let people know about ALEF ISD and the wonderful things we have to offer. So we're more present
yes.
within the Houston metro area, not just ALEF.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of zoning meetings where we're looking at all those bordering, because ALEF is in an area where we border several school districts.
Yes.
And so we're letting people know the wonderful things we have in ALEF. And we've been getting those students. And yes. so we're continually continuing to do heavy marketing
yes.
with our PR department, and from mailings to radio stations, phone calls, Parent Square, which is electronic email, just sending out social media,
mm-hmm.
the message that we're here, we're ready to serve your kids, and we have innovative things going on in ALEF.
Yes. And when you say you're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
You are everywhere. So, Mr. Harrison, what do you think when you're thinking about the recruitment measures that we do here in the district, but also just some of those challenges that we've been facing, but right now you see us overcoming?
I think we're pushing forward as far as options
yes.
That parents have. What do parents need? With the rise of social media, the apps and the platforms,
mm-hmm.
I think we're doing a great job of showing them, hey, this is what the CT Enter looks like on the inside. I was with Ms. Martinez. I was so excited when she said interactive. You have to
yes.
understand the Gulf Coast room has a shrimp boat in the middle of it. Okay. Yeah, I got in trouble. They had to get me off the shrimp boat. And so your pre-K kids, we've always talked about, you know, merging the text and the kinesthetic portion.
Right.
And that it stimulates long-term memory. So kids now understand when you say Gulf, you get on this boat. And you have a touch screen and you can see the Gulf, you see the boat. it all goes together when you begin to talk about the ecosystem and you talk about aquatics. It works together. So we're pushing to be competitive because parents want their kids educated. I think that as this progresses, what you learn in college is being pushed down to the high school level. And that kids now are exiting high school with something that's comparable to an associate's degree.
Right. That's right.
Just because of the test requirements. What is it the state of Texas is asking? How do we meet these needs? And so I think ALEAF has done a great job with hiring and maintaining quality staff and teachers who are trained and exposed so that they can keep those kids competitive. Because everybody wants their child to come out and be in this society and the competitive market to say, my kid is world ready.
That's right. And because you came from a campus and you saw it, so you I think that's a perfect transition, to, especially for both of you, to come into your positions because you've seen it firsthand. You know what these kids need, even with your own personal families, knowing that, okay, maybe this situation wasn't the best, but this one can make it better. And that's important to let our families know. And so, again, that even goes to you, Mari, when you're talking about the ELCs. And, you know, most people think about there's Head Start, which everyone doesn't qualify for. And then there's pre-K. And even thinking about culturally, why some of our families, you know, they don't bring their babies to pre-K. It, you know, they sometimes wait until kindergarten. Sometimes the transition is a little bit difficult. So if you can talk to our audience a little bit about the importance of making sure they bring their babies to school, because that will assist them academically as well as socially as well.
Yeah, one of the things that we do in pre-K is it is a wonderful environment. They're learning a lot, but we're preparing their children to go to school.
That's right.
We are preparing them to go to kindergarten. And that's another area where when we look at the data, I'm a numbers person as well. And I look at the data constantly to see if is what we're doing working, is what we're doing, what we need to be doing. And most of our students are going into kindergarten ready. That means they have the skills necessary to be successful in kindergarten.
Wonderful.
Which for us is the end goal. We want to make sure that we're laying the foundation for them so that they can be successful in kindergarten and then beyond kindergarten as well. Mm-hmm. Because if they have the skills that they need prior to going into kindergarten, then they have a successful kindergarten. They'll be emergent readers, and then that's it. They'll go and do wonderful things. And another thing that you mentioned was pre-K. In order to attend one of our pre-Ks, it's always been you have to qualify for pre-K. And there's several different ways that you can qualify. There's language, there's income, there's several different ways. It's not just those two. But in addition to that, in the past couple of years here in ALEAF, we're also offering tuition-based, which means if you do not qualify through any of those eligibility criteria, you're still able to attend by paying tuition, which
is very
competitive.
But that's good for our families to know, because
yes,
I think that's part of the issue that we think that they know, but they don't. So can you talk, now that you're talking about the tuition base, let's make sure we let our families know about that.
Yes, what I always tell families who call my department and they ask is, come on in. Mm-hmm. Come on in, because there, like I said, there's seven different ways that you can be eligible to attend pre-K. And our wonderful registrars know all of this. They'll check all the documentation. And if by any chance you're not eligible through any of those, then they'll tell them a little bit more about the tuition-based option as well, which, like I said before, is very competitive. And you're getting an amazing education, an amazing experience. And their children will be ready. It's one of the stories that I received, especially at the beginning of the year, when I have colleagues that go into the different buildings to help out the first week. And I had a few of them who attended elementary campuses that students are coming from the ELCs. They tell me, Mari, these children are ready. They're walking in. They're confident. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. And it's not just about play, even though play is a huge component of pre-K, but we're also working on their confidence, on their self-regulation, on their self-control, on how to make good choices. And so it's the whole child that we're teaching.
And you know, on the first day of school, I think this is my second year in the district, and I remember on the first day, the babies weren't the ones crying. It was the parents didn't want to let go. We're like, you have to go. Right. They're like, bye, mommy, bye, daddy. And the parents didn't want to let go. But to me, that's a testament to what we provide here in ALEAF. And that's even for our older kids, too. Again, like I have an 8-year-old and I'm just like, he's like, mom, please. But even the older ones, everybody, they're comfortable. They're happy to come to school. And that's the important thing. And I think that's a testament not only to what your departments do, but really as a district, what we're asking our staff to do to elevate themselves and in turn elevate our kids. So I think that's extremely important. So as we get ready to come to a close, so Mindy, can you tell our families a little bit, like, so are we in enrollment season? Is it open? What do we need to do?
We are in enrollment season. We have been open since January 7th.
Okay.
February 1st for all new registrations. Please go online and register. It takes you only 5 minutes to go through the whole process, and then you can come into student services. We'll check documents and send you onto your campus. So we have registration for 25-26 open, and Wonderful. We're ready. So just come on in and we'll take care of you.
Perfect, perfect. And again, tell our audience about the pre-K preview and the Kinder event.
Pre-K enrollment event is Saturday, April 5th from 9 to 1 o'clock at each of your campuses. If you're not sure what campus you're zoned to, give student services a call and they'll let you know which campus you're zoned to, which campus you need to attend that day. But definitely come and visit us. And then if you have a child going into kinder, just watch for that home campus, because they'll be letting you know when they have events where they can come in and join.
Perfect. And Mr. Harrison, I know you know a little bit about Taste of A-Leaf, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. So can you tell our audience, because of course, student services is going to be there and there Absolutely. Will be opportunities for our families to get enrolled. Can you let everybody know?
Yes, ma'am. We will have tents up. We'll have enrollment. Any of the questions you have about what are the requirements for registration enrollment, any information you need about schools of choice, limited open enrollment for our staff members, they know in-district transfers. But give us a chance to meet and provide all your educational needs. So come out to a Taste of A-Leaf, come by the student services tent. Mm-hmm. We're going to have food, fun, and games, mm-hmm. And we'll be there for questions all day. So come talk to us, ask us questions, give us an opportunity to compete against some of the other charter and surrounding schools. I guarantee you, once you look in the A-Leaf, you won't leave. I'll close with this. There are three kids that come to mind, Isaiah, Stephanie, and Madison. And so Isaiah's dad started from the beginning saying, and everybody says this, my kid's going to Harvard. Mm-hmm. And so now we're here about 7 years down the road. Isaiah has graduated from Madison. Stephanie graduates this May. And Madison is going to be valedictorian at Taylor High School, and she's headed to Harvard. So they've wow. all gone to Harvard,
yeah.
And they're all A-Leaf babies from pre-K all the way through wow. elementary, intermediate, middle school. We have a great educational program. So we just come out, come to a Taste of A-Leaf.
Yes.
Follow the Azusa's and let us get your kids to Harvard or Yale or wherever you want to go.
That's wonderful. And actually, the Taste A-Leaf is on a holiday. I'm not sure if you know what holiday it is. It's my birthday. So it's on March 29th. We have the International Parade first, and then we have the Taste A-Leaf event. So as we get ready to close, for those of us that have Louisiana roots, you know, right now we're feeling away because today is Fat Tuesday and we should be there together. So I brought a little something for us, if you guys will appease me for a second.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we have a king cake. And Yay! We're going to eat some king cake today, everybody. We have some king cake, so we're excited. It's Fat Tuesday. You know, Mindy actually has been working really hard. She was working hard for Mardi Gras. Unfortunately, the weather, she wasn't able to do it. And she, again, guys, this is how dedicated she is. She came in to work because she knew she was going to have some king cake today. So yes. as we close, we'll be eating some king cake. I will put it right here. And again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to Impact Ed. I want to thank these three amazing guests who are doing, again, so much for A-Leaf ISD. I enjoy working with you. I'm learning so much from you. We want to encourage you guys to continue to turn in to Impact Ed. Enjoy some king cake if you have some at home. Make sure you follow us on the website, www.aleafisd.net, for enrollment. It is on the main page. We'll see you at Taste of A-Leaf, pre-K preview, kindergarten roundup, all the things. And again, we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.